Welcome back to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and I'm joined in the studio by Cliff Smart. Thanks so much for coming back to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
Today we're talking about a critical element in economic development and the role that colleges and universities play in it, and that is creating a skilled workforce. Can you begin by giving us sort of a macro view of why this element is so critical to the overall picture?
Sure. And so if we start with the big picture, I've been on one of the governor's task forces these last 4 to 5 months called Talent for Tomorrow, where we've looked at lots of data in terms of how our state is doing and what needs there are. And so, for example, Rob Dixon at the Department of Economic Development would say, we don't have enough workers right now, so we need to grow the number of people that are in the workforce. Our workforce doesn't have the education level that many of our surrounding states do. We need more people, and we need more of those people to have post-high school credentials. And then on top of that, there's specific areas that are particularly needed. And, you know, and so you think about healthcare workers, particularly nurses in our area, managers and accountants and financial services folks, teachers and IT professionals and engineers and advanced manufacturing folks. And so as you start thinking about who these people are, well, most of them are going to require at least a 4-year degree. And so there's been a great conversation about how do universities like Missouri State University help fill those needs and move the needle for our state.
And that's on a state level. I know also you're very engaged on a local level. And I hear from folks over at the Springfield Area Chamber of Commerce, for example, that when they try to attract new businesses or even grow businesses that are already here, one critical question that's raised is, tell us about your workforce. And a lot of times that is lacking. Can you talk a little bit about how MSU works with local businesses in the Ozarks region?
In fact, on Monday of next week, City Council is going to vote on a public-private partnership that we've been working on to expand Idea Commons, to expand our research facilities down there, to work with a private developer to build a new office building down there that is anticipated to attract software companies particularly, and expand our ability for entrepreneurs working out of the e-factory to have additional space. And so there are specific problems that we're working on. And then our hospital CEOs, I've been on both the Cox and Mercy boards over the years, and they would say, we've got 500 open nursing positions now. And so how can we work to turn out more nurses? Those jobs pay $60,000+ and are critically needed. And how do we, you know, the Bass Pro, O'Reilly's, Jack Henry's, BKD, want more IT professionals? I think the state is actually going to provide some one-time money next year to help move the needle on some of those specific programs, and we want to be a part of that.
How important to the university is maintaining those relationships with the business and workforce community?
So I think the cities that are thriving across America, almost 100% of them have a major public university. And so for our university to be engaged in economic development, in talent attraction, in being a part of making sure our K-12 system is functioning and teacher training, and as well as just the social and cultural opportunities. You know, a big piece of what I do is community involvement and advocating for funding and creating policies and programs that will help grow our area, because a thriving university combined with a city that's growing is very attractive to young people. People want to come and work at those kind of places, and we want to be up there with Chattanooga and Omaha and Des Moines and those kinds of mid-sized cities that are growing and thriving, and the university is a big piece of that.
Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, thanks for stopping by again.
Thank you, Jennifer.